A couple of weeks ago, I spoke to pianist and composer Dave Brubeck. One of Brubeck's best-known compositions, The Duke, was inspired by Ellington. The Brubeck interview will be broadcast sometime in May, but I want to play you a short excerpt in which Brubeck reminisced about Ellington.
We toured together on the road many times, and I spent hours talking to him because he would stay up late at night, and we'd usually be on a train going across the country. He loved to sit right over the back wheels and hear that rhythm of the wheels. And then he used to love to write at night. And when I got the cover of Time magazine, they also had an article ready to go on Duke. And he came to my hotel room, knocked on the door at 7 in the morning. I opened it, got out of bed, and he said, "You're on the cover of Time magazine." It was the one person in the world that I didn't want to hand me that cover, because I wanted Duke to be on before me, because I idolized him. He was my mentor. To me, he was the greatest jazz musician that ever lived. And here he's bringing me the cover he should have been on, in as far as I was concerned.
Did Duke Ellington influence your composing or playing in any way?
Certainly. And when I was a student in the 30s, I would buy every Ellington record that would come out. In those days, they were 78 records. And that's what I would collect and look forward to. He was certainly my greatest influence in jazz.
Did he give you any advice about playing or composing?
Well, just being around him was plenty of advice, because once in a while we'd get in trouble with a promoter, and I'd see how he'd handle it.
How would he handle it?
I can't quote you exactly what he would say about the promoter, but he'd say, "Don't let any of that bad blank get in your blood. Just keep going. Don't let it get in your blood." And I'll never forget that. And then one time we were on a radio show together, a disc jockey show, and rock music had just come out, and the DJ said, "What do you meaning Duke and I, what do you think about rock music?" And my mind was churning pretty fast, because I had had some experiences where my band had played with rock musicians in a rock concert, and we had wiped them all out, but we wouldn't get mentioned by the critics. And the record companies were only paying attention to the rock group. So I was ready to really fight back. And thank God, Duke answered the question. He said, "Whatever the American public likes, it must be good." I don't know whether he had his fingers crossed or what, but you learn things, how to get out of a mess when you're questioned, by being around somebody like Duke.
Do you have a favorite Ellington composition or recording?
Black, Brown, and Beige. The Lord's Prayer in his Sacred Service was something I loved. And almost everything, like Blue Surge, Jack the Bear, Jumpin' Pumpkins, Cottontail, from the 30s are still my favorites.
I'm going to ask you to choose one of those, and we'll play it.
Cottontail.
Okay, and why?
Because I think it's the first hint of polytonality that might have been in jazz. And the way the band just swings on that.
Well, the funny thing is that the saxophone in this kind of pre-shadows rock and roll saxophone playing in rhythm and blues.
It's a wonderful cut.
That's Duke Ellington's 1940 recording of Cottontail. The tenor soloist was Ben Webster. Our interview with Dave Brubeck was recorded a couple of weeks ago. We'll hear the rest of it in May. This is Fresh Air.